Puget Sound Energy signs on with North Plains Connector, written by Elaine Goodman, and read by an automated voice. Puget Sound Energy has become the latest utility to stake a claim in the North Plains Connector, a 420-mile transmission line from central North Dakota to southeast Montana. PSE signed a non-binding agreement with Grid United's North Plains Connector LLC to buy 750 megawatts of transfer capacity on the 3,000 megawatts line, a 25% share. Financial terms weren't disclosed for the deal, announced December 9. Grid United, a competitive transmission developer, is partnering with Minnesota-based energy company Elite to develop the North Plains Connector. The project is billed as the first high-voltage direct current, or HVDC, transmission link among three regional energy systems, MISO, SPP, and the Western Interconnection. Elite will pursue up to 35% ownership of the $3.2 billion project and would oversee the line's operation under an agreement with Grid United announced in December 2023. The North Plains Connector is expected to start operations in 2032. In May, Portland General Electric announced a non-binding agreement with Grid United and Elite in which PGE is expected to hold a 20% ownership share of the project. That was followed by Avista's announcement in November of a non-binding agreement for 300 megawatts of transfer capacity, or a 10% ownership share. Avista Utilities provides natural gas and electric services to customers in eastern Washington, northern Idaho, and parts of Oregon. Grid United will continue to fund the development of the North Plains Connector. PSE and PGE would invest when regulatory approvals and permits are in place. Avista would invest when the project is operational. Grid benefits. The North Plains Connector will run between endpoints near Bismarck, North Dakota, and Colstrip, Montana. The line of up to 525 kilovolts will be open to all sources of electric generation. The project is seen as a way to reduce transmission congestion while allowing rapid sharing of energy resources across a vast area with diverse weather patterns and in different time zones. The transmission line will play an important role in enhancing the reliability and resilience of the Western grid, Josh Jacobs, PSE's Vice President of Clean Energy Strategy and Planning, said in a statement. It will be a critical link connecting PSE and its customers to new markets that can provide needed resource diversity to aid in the clean energy transition. And after it's built, the transmission line is expected to promote energy production in Montana and North Dakota. The project got a boost in August with the award of a $700 million Grid Resilience and Innovation Partnerships, or GRIP grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to the Montana Department of Commerce. The project began the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, process for federal permitting in October. Grid United and Elite first announced plans for the North Plains Connector in early 2023. A study by Astrape Consulting found that the North Plains Connector could unlock 3,550 megawatts of capacity across MISO, SPP, and the Western Interconnection. The capacity benefit represents the amount of additional demand that could be served without degrading reliability standards. The study modeled the North Plains Connector as two 1,500 megawatts HVDC lines connecting SPP and MISO to the Western grid. Results were released in June. Chris Sadlow, Grid United's president and chief technical officer, said at the time that the study could encourage deeper analysis of the benefits of interregional transmission projects. By shedding light on how grid-connecting projects like NPC North Plains Connector enhance reliability and reduce the risk of power outages, we can build a better connected, more resilient grid for the future, Zadlow said in a statement.